three freaky stories from fast food playgrounds. Number one, McDonald's Play Place. This is a 100% true story. When I was younger, I would always pester my mother and father to take me to the McDonald's across town. It wasn't too expensive, and half the time, I didn't really even order food. I went there for one sole reason, and that was the play place. It made me feel like I was truly free to adventure in my own little world. Now, every time I got in, there was almost always some other kid in there. Be it a boy or a girl, I would always say hi and ask them if they wanted to play hide and go seek. Usually they said yes, because we were always eager to play with anyone. But one day it seemed like there was a really big kid in the tube across from me. I mean really big. I was going to ask this big kid to come play with me, but he turned around and just stared. He started slowly crawling towards me, very slowly, like a snail. I was a bit scared and I tried to get out of the tube, but every time I went faster, he just sped up too. I was horrified. Then I heard sirens from outside. My mother always told me that if I ever heard sirens, that I should immediately go get her. So I sped up as fast as I could, and I ran to my mother, who had a worried look on her face. In just a flash, I saw policemen burst into the McDonald's and run to the playground. They took this big kid, who I realized now was actually an adult, and put him in handcuffs. Then just drove him away. The whole time, he was staring at me, just smiling. Number 2. McDonald's Baseball Card Creeper. This happened in the early 90s, when I was about 8 or 9. I lived in a neighborhood within walking distance of a McDonald's, so my two friends and I would go there frequently to play in the play place. There was a man that we would see almost every time we were there. He was older, probably in his mid-50s, and always had a blue fanny pack on. He kept these baseball cards in the fanny pack and would try to sell them to us. He kept these new baseball cards in the fanny pack and would always try to sell them to us and the other kids. One day we went there to play and get some ice cream cones, like we always did. And of course the guy was there, like he always was. But on this particular day, we were the only three kids there. We went to an elementary school that had a track system, which just meant that different classes would be off from school for 5 weeks throughout the year. We had told our parents about the man in the past, and they had said to steer clear of him. We played around, but always stayed wary of where the man was. The play place in this particular McDonald's had an outdoor play area that was poorly visible from any of the employees. This is why it was so easy for him to creep on children. Anyway, we were playing around as usual when the man approached us asking if we wanted to buy any baseball cards. We all said no, claiming we didn't have any money. Then he told us, because we were special little ones, he would give us the cards for free. We still said no, but he was relentless. Red flags started going off in my head as soon as he crossed this little half wall separating the play area from the sidewalk. I'll never forget the look he had on his face. It was this look of intent. He came closer and closer until he was within arm's reach, then asked if we wanted to see the baseball cards, saying he had special ones that no one had seen before. We started to get really scared, so we turned to leave the play area. Then he grabbed my friend's hand and tried to yank him towards him. My friend managed to break free, and we bolted back to our neighborhood. We immediately told our parents about it, and we were no longer allowed to visit that McDonald's anymore. A few months later, the guy was busted for kidnapping and molesting a little girl. Number 3. Jeepers Creepers, my sassiness saved me from kidnapping. I'm not sure if the gaming play place Jeepers it's just an East Coast thing, but for those who are unfamiliar with it, it's very much like Chuck E. Cheese. 13 years ago, my mother had planned my 8th birthday there. It had bumper cars, arcade games, prizes, piñatas, the works. This was the age of defying your parents and testing their limits for you. I was a brat, I was very sassy, and hardly ever left my mother's side. That day, it just so happened that I was mad about the type of piñata my mom had chosen to buy me. a pig instead of Hello Kitty. How dare she? Therefore, instead of clinging to my mom, I went off on my own to win some tickets. I specifically remember playing a leprechaun-themed pinball game. Focused on the game, I became deeper and deeper annoyed at this shadow looming over me, blocking my light from the pinball machine. I looked up and there was a man who couldn't have been older than my mom's age, barely 30 at the time, but his skin was leathery and yellowed. He smelled like tobacco before I really knew what tobacco smelled like, and he had straight, sharp teeth. "Happy birthday," he said. "Thanks," I replied shortly, without looking up from my game. His very presence was annoying the crap out of me. "Where are your parents?" the man asked, looking around and flashing those bright white teeth I remember so vividly. "My mom is over there," I said, still without looking away from the game, though I didn't even bother to gesture towards where she was. I knew my mom was only like 10 feet away. My birthday party was stationed at the front center of the venue. "Yeah, I know her. I work with her," he kept insisting. I was listening, but frankly, I didn't care that much. "Okay," I said shortly. He kept insisting to talk to me, and I kept giving him nothing. His voice started getting raspier and shakier. "Do you want to go look for her with me? I want to talk to your mom. I told you that I work with her." He kept at it for a long time. I want to say 15 minutes. Around when his distractions forced me to lose the game I was playing. As I got frustrated, he grabbed my wrist firmly. I had never been grabbed firmly before. "She's right over there! Now leave me alone, please!" I snapped so loudly that other bystanders around started looking. I grinned smugly at the scene he was creating by his forcefulness that I didn't even understand. Then he walked off slowly and turned a corner toward another play area. When I caught up with my mom, I told her in passing that some guy claimed he worked with her and really wanted to go find her. "But I knew where you were. That was so stupid of him," I said innocently. I was convinced that the guy was really dense and didn't even recognize that my mom was right nearby. I also inferred that he probably was just a coworker with a crush on her. I had a hot mom, so this kind of happened all the time. Never did I think the guy was trying to lead me astray. Years later, my mother revealed to me that she had warned the Jeepers staff about the guy, using the characteristics I had given her, and they later contacted her with information about an attempted kidnapping that very week. Who knew that having an attitude problem as a child could keep me from being kidnapped? If you're new here and enjoyed these creepy stories, please go ahead and like and subscribe to the channel, as well as leave any ideas in the comments for creepy stories I can read in the future. And remember to stay spooky, my friends.